the killing of George Floyd last year by a Minnesota police officer, and the subsequent re-examination of law enforcement that has gone on around the country, including right here in New York, has revitalized a debate about the merits of qualified immunity, an idea cemented into our jurisprudence in 1982 by the U.S. Supreme Court when it decided that government officials should have extremely broad immunity for violating someone's constitutional and civil rights. Qualified immunity has allowed police officers to avoid personal civil actions for a range of actions, many involving the unwarranted deaths of civilians. To discuss this topic, we're talking with State Senator Robert Jackson, a Manhattan Democrat who is the author of legislation that would curtail these protections in New York. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Thank you for having me.
So if your legislation became law, what would that mean for qualified immunity in New York?
Well, we'll give people the right to take action against the police officer. In my opinion, that the police officer will be held responsible, and the agency, the municipality, whether it's a town or village or NYPD, be held liable for whatever occurs. Now, obviously, one is, you know, abuse of authority and, let's say, beating up someone. Another is like shooting someone when there was no cause to shoot. I mean, and you hurt someone, you injure or kill someone. That's not right. And another example, which is fresh in my mind, is during one of the demonstrations of Black Lives Matter. And it was in Brooklyn. And it's on the street, and everybody's walking. And so even the police, I guess, are behind the people that are demonstrating. And then you see a police officer, a woman was videotaping from a distance. He goes over and knocks her down, and she falls to the ground and hit her head and taken to the hospital and hospitalized. But right next to him when this occurred was an official that was either a sergeant or lieutenant or captain, who basically they call them white shirts. So you have to only have a certain rank to have a white shirt. And nothing was done until that video was put out there and action was taken by the plaintiff for an abuse of his authority in that situation where he injured someone. Don't you believe action should be taken?
So these are all very egregious examples, but I'm curious if you envision law enforcement maintaining any sort of degree of immunity, considering there is so much potential for gray in the work of law enforcement?
Well, I think that based on the research of my staff, the U.S. Supreme Court defines what type of actions would fall under qualified immunity. But I do think, not even considering that, I think that people have a right to take action. And that's what this is about, giving people the right, if they feel that they have been abused by the appropriate authorities, that they can take action against that. And what is the goal of that? One may be, as you know, they may seek damages because someone has been injured, maimed, shot, or killed. And number two, that the behavior should change. So we hope that from a holistic point of view, that the attitude and behavior should change, and that people should use clearly discretion in abusing or carrying out what they may perceive as their authority in order to carry out their duties. That's what needs to happen, change for the positive. And that's why you have people, for example, the woman in New York City that they call Central Park Karen, where she was called the 911 that she was being threatened by a black man. The black man was bird watching in Central Park, and he asked the woman to please put your dog on the leash because the rules in the park is dogs should be on a leash. And so what could have happened if two police officers came up and then they approached him and threw him down on the ground and what have you. I mean, obviously that scenario did not play out, but what happened to the woman, as you know, was just recently announced that that she went to counseling as per the court, and restorative justice basically has taken place where instead of her going to jail, she basically attended counseling as to what her behavior did and should not occur in those situations. And so hopefully she's learned that should not ever happen again. And so I only say that we want our law enforcement agents to respect everyone's person and property in carrying out the laws that they are sworn to protect. And that's the people first.
What sort of feedback from law enforcement or more broadly just from public employees who might be subject to this have you gotten about your legislation?
Yeah, look, I say to you, right as of now, no one of them, like NYPD, the PBA, Sergeants Benevolence Association, Lieutenants but Captains Endowments, or any other have spoken to me about it. I can always ask my legislative director whether or not we've heard from people, but I have not spoken to any of them. But the bottom line, even if they did, I would listen to them, and I would ask them the same question I ask you. Is that not abuse of authority? I mean, I've been in hearings where I've asked questions where people, I would expect the answer should be a certain way, and they give me another answer, and I ask them, how do you feel about this? Do you feel, for example, the George Floyd, or do you feel about this, you know, the man that was shot in his garage that everyone has seen on TV? Do you think that was appropriate action by a police official? And if they say yes, let's assume they say yes, it was. I said, holy, I can't believe that the answer, because what we observed, and that's why the technology has changed how things work. If there were no videos of that police officer pushing that young woman down, her word against his. With George Floyd, if there were not people there videotaping, his word and the other police officer's word against his family, you know. So videotaping and recording stuff has changed the dynamics of what the truth is or how things may have occurred from a time frame point of view.
Because qualified immunity, as we know it, has been enshrined in our legal system by the U.S. Supreme Court, are there limitations to what a state bill can do? For example, would it only deal with violations of protected state rights and not potentially federal rights?
Well, we hope that it opens up the entire avenues for anyone to pursue action, both at the local level and at the federal level. That's what this is about, giving people who felt that they have been abused and mistreated by law enforcement individuals to take action and to file action. And that's, and hopefully, as I said to you, what occurs is the changes in either law or changes in policy and procedures to hopefully bring about less actions being filed against law enforcement officials that are sworn to serve and protect.
Why wasn't this repeal of qualified immunity addressed in the package of police reforms that passed the legislature last year following the killing of George Floyd?
I really don't know the details, but I say to you that what it is we introduced it last year and we introduced it again this year. Sometimes bill, you know, sometimes they just take a little more time than others. And sometimes situation of something happening make it move a lot quicker.
Was it part of that conversation at all last year, back in May and June?
I'm sorry. Back at that time, we were dealing with whole budget situations and a lot of other different things, but not this particular bill.
And as we talk right now, what mm-hmm. sort of appetite is there amongst your Democratic colleagues in either the Assembly or Senate to move this bill, which would be very controversial in the law enforcement community?
Well, it may be controversial in the law enforcement community, but I tell you, we have about 11 or 12 state senators that signed on to them, and you know, they're co-sponsors, and we hope that it's going to move this term, this year. So, I mean, people object to certain things, just like the state of New York. They will, you know, who knows? They may disagree with certain things, and they, you know, can file an action in order to stop it. But that's the democratic process. And I just think that making sure that people are responsible for their actions, it's appropriate. And that's why in this particular case, if this bill was passed, a civil action must be brought within 3 years after the event that gave rise to the cause of action. So, I mean, there's quite a number of time involved where people can file an action. And I think that that's appropriate.
Well, we've been speaking with State Senator Robert Jackson, a Manhattan Democrat and author of legislation that would curtail the qualified immunity protection for law enforcement in New York. Senator, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.